Time now for your letters. A number of you enjoyed my conversation with Chester Reed, who worked for the Postal Service for 37 years without ever missing a shift. Reed retired last week at the age of 95. His secret?
Garlic and onion sandwiches.
Well, Thomas Martin of Pittsburgh wrote to tell us that his father also worked for the Postal Service for 37 years, delivering mail on foot in Carbondale, Pennsylvania. And get this, Mr. Martin says of his father, his arrival home each night bordered on ritual, a kiss for my mom followed by the meticulous preparation of an onion sandwich. He adds, who would believe it? Maybe it was a letter carrier union thing. Well, who would believe this? It turns out there are a lot of contra-dancers among our listeners. We received quite a few letters about our story on the revival of contra-dancing and its popularity among young people.
It's like a rhythmic swirl of awesomeness and dancing.
Twirly awesomeness?
You're just grooving and it's awesome.
Well, Karen Wilkin of Fort Collins, Colorado, wrote to thank us for catching the spirit and beat of contra dancing. But she also points out that it's not just youth flocking to it. She writes, us oldies are very much in the mix. We're all dancing, laughing, sweating together. You can't beat live music and this jumble of ages. Another contra-dancing listener, Scott Bowen of Cleveland, Ohio, offers this insight. Throughout each dance, he writes, the dancers execute tight turns and spins at great speed. Without a counterweight to hang on to and pivot around, they would hurl themselves off the dance floor. The dancers are reliant at these moments for a stranger to magically appear, smile, and extend their hand. He continues, in these days when we begrudge health care for our neighbors and value a little financial profit over homes and natural resources that can sustain communities indefinitely, it is refreshing to know we are all interdependent and capable of meaningful community even as we spin in our own orbits. Well, please keep sending your thoughts into our orbit. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.